Okay, chapter 9. Before I get into this, let's see. About the leather bra thing, I didn't notice that. Whenever she goes on like a long stream of bullshit about the stuff that she wears, I just kind of read. I don't even like pay attention to what it is I'm reading, because every chapter starts off with her talking about her nail polish, her black nail polish, black combat boots. It's the same shit all the time, so I just fucking BS it every time I open it up. And the spelling guy, the spelling person leaves. That's great news. No, that's not a warning. You shouldn't have told me. That sounds... You spoiled it. It's great. It's great to hear, because the author's notes are my favorite part of the story. Now, if the entire story's going to be like that, oh, I would buy this in a heartbeat. This is hilarious. I can just imagine. I'll read it. When it gets to that part, I'm going to read it in Tessa's voice, and it'll be just glorious. Anyways... Chapter 9. Speaking of which, author's note. Stop flamming, okay? I didn't read all the books. This is... This is from the movie, okay? So it's not my fault if Dumbledore swears. Nobody cares that you made Dumbledore swear, man. Well, actually, yeah. But that is... Okay. No. Dumbledore swearing is kind of stupid. But if... There's just so much stuff wrong with this story that if Dumbledore swearing is the deal breaker for you, you have no tastes. You need to just get your shit figured out. Besoudes, I said he had a headache, and the reason Snap doesn't know like Harry now is because he's Christian and Vampire is a Satanist. MCR rocks. What? Where did that come from? MCR rocks. Anyway. I was so mad and sad. Dr. Seuss. I couldn't believe Draco for cheating on me. I began to cry against the tree where I did it with Draco. So in the forest she memorized the tree that they had sex on. Then, all of a sudden, a horrible man with red eyes and nose and everything started... the whole deal. The red eyes and no nose. It just... And the whole evil package started flying towards me on a broomstick. He didn't have a nose. You mentioned that. Basically like Voldemort in the movie. And he was wearing all black, but it was obvious he wasn't gothic. He was... Voldemort! Dun-dun-dun-dun! See, I'm supposed to be surprised that it's Voldemort after that pause, even though she said, oh, basically like Voldemort in the movie. And she mentioned no nose, like, twice. No! I shouted in a scared voice, but then Voldemort shouted, Imperius! And I couldn't run away. Cookshanks! I shouted at him. Voldemort fell off his broom and started to scream. I felt bad for him, even though I'm a sadist, so I stopped. Ebony, he yelled. Thou must kill Vampire Potter. I thought about Vampire and his sex-sat eyes. Oh, God. Oh! Just spread it with a Y! And his gothic black hair and how his face looks just like Joel Madden. I remember that Draco had said I didn't understand. So I thought, what if Draco went out with Vampire before I went out with him and they broke up? No, Voldemort! No, Voldemort! I shouted back. Voldemort gave me a gun. No, please, I begged. Gun? The shit just got real. They're wizards, and now there's a gun. Okay. Thou must, he yelled. If thou dost not, then I shall kill beloved Draco. How did you know? I asked in a surprised way. Voldemort got a dude, you're so retarded look on his face. Dude, you're so... I have telekinesis, he answered cruelly. And if you doth not kill Vampire, then thou know what will happen to Draco, he shouted. Then he flew away angrily.